The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The information war continues. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi sitting in for Alex while he's out. Rob Dew is about to take over this entire fourth hour and show you some really disturbing videos of vaccine reactions, get into that whole entire thing. I want to talk about moral obligations for a second in this final segment that I'm going to be talking about and hosting. I think that it's time to call on Caitlyn Jenner, Donald Trump, and other prominent figures to pursue their moral obligation to use their celebrity to help people in a massive, big way. I've tweeted at Caitlyn Jenner, and I've requested that she list her position on a number of key issues on Twitter. Now, if you think about it for a second, if we actually called on these people to address certain issues that were vastly important, like if Caitlyn Jenner were to go on Twitter and just say, I oppose GMOs, do you know what would happen the next day? Monsanto would probably be bankrupt. I mean, honestly, CNN, TMZ, everyone would just fawn over it and cover it and go crazy. Oh, my God. And everyone, tomorrow by tomorrow, everyone would know what GMOs are. Monsanto would be over. It'd be done if Caitlyn Jenner did that. And I mean that. She has a moral obligation now to help people. She got the celebrity. She has, you know, had her transgendered transition. And now it's her moral obligation. I don't care that she's transgendered. It's her moral obligation to tweet about real things. Donald Trump has a platform now where he could change the course of human history. He's so big, regardless of what you think about him, and I'm not saying I support him, by the way, regardless of what you think about him, he has a moral obligation and a position right now with his celebrity status that he can change the planet. If he starts talking more about things like this headline on Infowars.com, Trump, evidence suggests Obama protecting ISIS, just broke live by Kit Daniels, exclusive on Infowars, where Trump says it's almost like the U.S. is protecting ISIS in an interview. If Trump does more things like this, we can change the planet because of his stats. Alex comes here every single day and says what people don't want to talk about. He does it because of his moral obligation. He does it because he has to. I promise you, even if he was using a tin can to voice to the nearby houses or a bullhorn or something, he'd be screaming from the rooftops no matter what. That's how he is. These people, we are calling on them, and I want you to tweet at these people and just hashtag them everywhere on social media. Call on them to address the real issues. Ask Caitlyn Jenner to talk about GMO foods. Ask Caitlyn Jenner to talk about the reality of anything that you find crucial. Ask Trump to get more into, he's talking about legal immigrants and stuff like that. Well, and he talks about he hates political correctness. He's doing a pretty good job destroying political correctness, but he should get into the real issues. How about Hillary Clinton attacking Snowden over the classified documents? How about Hillary Clinton's hit squads? All the insane stuff out there, address the real issues. And I think if we had that done, if celebrities actually stood up and did something about it, tomorrow we'd have this informational war achieved, and we would drastically help the lives of millions. Now, I'm not sure if Rob Dew is ready over there in Studio A to take over the rest of this hour. Rob, why don't you tell people what you're going to talk about again, and also they can access the show at Infowars.com/show to stay tuned for the entire fourth hour.
That's right. If your station doesn't carry this, your radio station in your area, I'd give them a call and tell them, hey, the Alex Jones Show is not going to be 4 hours long. Pick it up. And because we're going to start doing this fourth hour, in fact, I think Tuesday we're going to start doing it in this studio solely. I'm going to jump into the big studio, Studio C in there, to do the fourth hour for the last time on today. But I want everybody to call in with your vaccine horror stories. 1-800-259-9231. I want to take as many calls as possible. So I don't want any congratulations or thanks or anything like that. Let's just get right into it so we can send a message to Big Pharma and the vaccine pushers out there that we're not going to be silenced. And we're going to put out our own information. We're going to put out the real stories from real people. you know, stuff that really happened, not just, oh, everybody says it's safe and effective. There's no problem. There's a story here that says pregnant women need to take the whooping cough vaccine, and I'm going to show you they haven't even tested it to see if it should be given to pregnant women. That's how crazy it is in this world today.
Well, Rob, thank you. Alex will be back 4 to 6 p.m. Central on Sunday. I'm Anthony Gucciardi filling in for Alex Jones. Thank you for watching The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
On the lives of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. We are still live. It is the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Deuce, sitting in. And it is my pleasure to be here today because I really want to send a message to the globalists, to Big Pharma, to all the vaccine pushers out there. If people get this video out, we're going to put this up by itself, this last hour of people with their vaccine side effect stories. We're going to put it out. We're going to let people know this is happening. When they say they're safe and effective, they're lying to you. And I'm going to prove it in more ways than one. I also have some articles here that I'm going to go through. But let's go ahead and let's take our first caller here. This is Matthew calling from Florida. Matthew, what is your story?
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I have a 4-year-old son who was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes back in August of 2013, and I noticed some symptoms right after you had the hepatitis B vaccine. And, I'm still pretty frazzled. I live in Florida. We actually moved from San Francisco in 2012. And, I'm just at a loss. And, he's in pre-K now, and I'm, getting all sorts of pressure. I got a letter that was sent home saying that, if he wasn't up to date with his immunizations, that he's going to get, he's not going to be allowed to go back to school. And, that's the gist of it.
Well, one thing they'd never tell you, and I'm not sure what the laws are like in Florida, is that there are exemption forms. They're usually there. I think there's religious exemption in all but two states, and I think those are Mississippi and West Virginia. And then you have conscientious objection, and a lot of other states, there are a few that don't allow that, but most states do allow a religious exemption. In fact, mother just won a legal battle to refuse vaccine for her child made of aborted baby parts. And this is out of Life News. A New York woman has won a legal battle to refuse a vaccine for her child because it was made from aborted baby parts. The vaccine MMR for measles, mumps, and rubella are required by New York City schools for enrollment. However, the woman was granted the exemption on religious grounds because she opposes abortion and the vaccine used from tissue collected from them. So there's an activist post article that ties in with that, aborted fetal cells in products and vaccines. And if you go through a few pages of it, it lists the vaccines and who makes them. And MMR2, measles, mumps, and rubella from Merck, right there. The chickenpox, Verifax, the chickenpox vaccine there, the polio vaccine, hepatitis A. So it's all in there. And all these are made, they call it diploid cells. That's their code word for it. But they take these aborted baby cells, and that's how they grow this type of medium to make the vaccines. So thank you for your story, Matthew. We're going to go to Mankind in Arizona. How are you doing today?
Doing all right, Rob. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right, cool. Yeah, first I just wanted to say, it's kind of like an aha moment. I just want to make 2 points, and then I'll let you keep rolling with the show. But the first aha moment, this whole situation with the Farrakhan, leading the Million Man March again in October and stuff like that. People need to keep an eye on that because that mixed with the information that Trump is now putting out as far as for Obama being the head and basically being the front runner for ISIS, which are, Muslim, not saying anything against the religion, but that's everything put together. It's almost like a no-brainer what's about to happen next. So I just kind of want everybody to keep their eyes open on what, the Million Man March is going to happen in October. And the last thing that I wanted to say was as far as for with the vaccine, I used to, it's kind of a hard story to tell because I actually used to be, I worked for a pediatrician and, you get into the job for the right reasons to help these mm-hmm. kids and stuff like that. And, I used to give shots to the kids thinking that it would help them,
Because they tell you that they're safe and effective. They ground that into your head, safe and effective, don't they?
Right. And yeah. And after a while, I actually started to see the same thing. I was, because, it's a pediatrician's office. You see the same kids coming in. And I started noticing that whole situation to where it's like their lights look like they got put out from taking the vaccines. And the mothers would come back in and ask me, hey, ever since they got their shots and, this and that happened or whatever, sometimes they would have seizures or they would say they haven't really been the same. They've been violently sick and blah, blah, blah. And they would actually start asking me because they didn't really trust even what the doctors were telling them at that point. And it was at that point that I actually took some of the inserts from the vaccines read the whole thing myself, and there's a million words on there. But I found that exact same situation where it's like, it says right here that it's not helping. It's not helping you at all. It's almost like a trial. And I actually ended up having to quit my job because literally, morally, I couldn't take it anymore. It was either get paid or continue to hurt kids or, you know, and I had to take the alternative. I had to quit.
Yeah, we played a portion of an interview that David Knight did talking with a nurse who admitted that they knew they were giving preemie babies the vaccine, the regular vaccine schedule, and they knew these kids were going to be hurt. So they were getting the intubators ready so they could help them breathe when they stopped breathing. These things literally kill you, and they have to put the intubator in so the kids don't die. It's crazy. And, you know, it takes great courage to step away from that, but people need to start speaking out because if you look at the vaccine schedule from where it was when people like you and I were born compared to now, it's almost triple, quadruple of what they were giving kids back then. And, you know, I know plenty of people my age now that have allergies and this and that, and that's where all this stuff comes from. When the brain gets attacked, it goes into defense mode. And defense mode can come in any form. In fact, if you guys can roll the video of the girls in Colombia writhing on the floor after their HPV shot, I mean, this is what happens. And the only reason we see it here on a mass scale is because they're doing this all at school. And so all these girls are having the reaction at the same time. In your case, it's happening on a case-by-case basis, so parents aren't seeing the connection. And these people, I had one of our interns was translating this. They don't know. They're like, we don't know what's going on. We need help. We need help. And the reason they're not getting help is because the establishment, Big Pharma, knows that these are side effects to their vaccines, and they let it happen. So thank you for your call, Mankind. Buck, what is your vaccine story?
Well, I've got a 4-year-old granddaughter. And at about a year and a half, this is before I knew of any of the dangers of vaccines. You know, I had no clue until I started listening to Dr. Tenpenny, and I kind of went down a rabbit hole and found this information. But at a year and a half, our granddaughter came over to our house 2 days after she'd had her vaccination. And it was like the light had gone out of her eyes. She had a blank stare on her face. She wasn't the same. I looked at my wife and I said, what's the matter with her? You know, we couldn't figure it out. So I ended up going to the pediatrician after I'd done some research with my daughter. And the pediatrician just lambasted me, you know, for even being there and even questioning.
How dare you question us?
I had to ask a question. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We go to school for this, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But here's another point. You know, and then that article about the Mexican, they said that 1 in 10,000 has the gene.
Yeah.
Well, if it's 1 in 10,000, how many people were in that room that happened to be one? It was way above. What was it? 1 in 10? Not 1 in 10,000.
Right.
You tell
it's me not the gene. That's just an excuse they give you to say, you're predisposed to have seizures after you get a vaccine. It's okay. You'll be fine once the seizure passes. That's their cover story.
Now, my son just had a baby 6 months ago. He's been totally unvaccinated, and he is the bright. I mean, you can just look in his eyes and just see the sparkle and see the joy and see the wonderment that he has, you know, everything.
It's
a totally different story.
Yeah.
Now, thank goodness that my 4-year-old granddaughter, whose name is Harmony, and thankfully, you know, she is Harmony. I mean, in a true sense. Thank goodness that she didn't fall susceptible to that Russian roulette of vaccinations, because how many people do? You know, so
a lot of people do, and it's sad.
You know, both of them now are totally off vaccines. They're totally healthy, and thank God that they didn't suffer any truly adverse. Now, who knows? You know, 5 years, 10 years down the road, maybe my granddaughter who did have the vaccine. You know, I had no idea. I saw him. I was there, and I saw him vaccinate my 12-hour. She wasn't even 3 hours old when they gave her the Hep B vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It just blows my mind.
So So it was the three-hour-old baby, were they using intravenous drugs? Were they having anal sex? I mean, that's why you get the Hep B vaccine if you're leading that kind of lifestyle and you believe that it actually works. But you don't get it. You don't give it to babies who aren't practicing that, but they do that to cover the nurses who might have Hep B. It's disgusting. They're more concerned with how their outlook appears and instead of the children's health. That's not what they're concerned with. They're concerned with the bottom line. We're going to be back with more of your calls, and I'm going to just show you how they lie to you about now they want pregnant women to take the whooping cough vaccine. It's the Infowars.com Alex Jones Show. This is Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Duke. Stay tuned.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. Biffybag.com. BIFFYBAG.com.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's right. We are live, and we are taking as many of your phone calls as we can at this point with your vaccine stories. How have you been impacted in your life by vaccines? Because that's what it all comes down to. What is the final interaction? How do we get this message out to people? How do we let them know that these things aren't safe and effective, like they like to beat it over your head over and over again? Here's an article that came out. Prominent vaccine denier site applauds Trump for saying vaccines can cause autism. And I believe the article came out of Natural News, and Think Progress was trying to. He's already secured the racist vote. Now Donald Trump is saying swaying vaccine truthers. So you can tell where their head is lying. They believe in herd immunity. That's what their problem is. Now, last night on the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs every night 7 p.m. Central, you can find it here on InfoWars.com. You can find it at PrisonPlanet.tv. And then we also put it out on YouTube after it airs live here. But Darren McBreen found an actual Gardasil ad that it's about 30 seconds long. And, you know, this is actually the truth. This is what they should be saying about Gardasil. So here's that ad.
Gardasil, destroying little girls' lives one injection at a time. And now boys, too, can get the Gardasil shot.
My stepson, 10 months ago, had the HPV immunization, and a week later went blind in his left eye.
Yeah, they can't wait to give it to boys.
May cause convulsions, grand mal seizures, deafness, circulatory collapse, blood problems, leading to unexplained bruising or bleeding, fainting, or brief loss of consciousness, chronic fatigue syndrome, foaming at the mouth, blindness, and death. Gardasil.
There you go. And they want to now mandate that in Rhode Island. They actually are trying to put that on, and you can only get out of it with a religious exemption. And I'm going to play a bit of a video of a parent confronting the health director in Rhode Island. I'm going to play that coming up probably in the next segment. But first, let's go back to your calls. Joseph in Michigan, what is your vaccine story?
Hey, and thanks for having me on. I'm kind of getting notified about this last minute. Calling about vaccine-injured children?
Sure, yeah.
My sister Lauren, 31 years old, 1984, she was 4 months old. She got her first DTP shot. About half hour, 45 minutes later, she went into a 15-minute long grand mal seizure. My sister has cerebral palsy, epilepsy, and autism from the DTP shot. That started me being a conspiracy theorist 31 years ago. I've had a long time to study and do a lot of research. I researched the ethyl mercury and how it bonds to the membrane on the mitochondrial DNA and how it permeates and saturates and gets inside of that membrane to permeate the cell and then switches to a methyl mercury, which is like 10 times more toxic, and it starts confusing the caspase 3, 7, and 10, which are your biological time clock for your RNA-DNA transfer, and it confuses everything about your development. And when the aluminum hydroxide attaches to the red blood cell and coats it to the point where it cannot transfer ATP's energy anymore, and also the same thing with the DNA transfer, it cripples the child immediately. And going through the research and doing all these links with the polysorbate 80 and the MSGs and the formaldehydes and what they do to the immune system, the SIDS, that they've been talking bullshit now for these last, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little elevated.
We'll bleep that out.
They've been denying it. They said back in the 80s, flip your child over onto their belly because if they're on their belly, they're suffocating, you know. But right. That was when they started putting the ethyl mercury into the vaccine. And the children that were dying of SIDS, they knew why then, and they know why now. SIDS now is at its highest rate in history.
And so is the vaccine schedule. What a coincidence. The vaccine schedule is the highest in history. SIDS is highest in history. We have the worst infant mortality in the developed world, you know.
What they did was they changed the ICD code so that they don't use SIDS anymore.
Right.
They put lack of respiratory, stop breathing, other. They don't say SIDS anymore. So SIDS, you know, supposedly has gone down, but it's worse. But when I looked at it, when the ethyl mercury gets in there and it starts confusing the caspase 3, 7, and 10, those trigger a cellular apoptosis. that goes after neuronal cells and immune cells. And when the neuronal cells that are under attack from the apoptosis that is naturally supposed to occur in our bodies, when they're involuntary motor neurons, the respiratory and cardiovascular systems fail. They stop.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to let you finish that up on the other side of the break. We're going to break right now, but you sound very educated. You need to start making some YouTube videos. We'll be back with more. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is going to be the next big question for all these presidential candidates, how they feel about mandatory vaccines.
It's time to get back in their face. They're trying to bully us into medical tyranny.
I wanted to take issue with you anti-vaxxers, right-wingers, rednecks.
It's about Big Brother, but on the other hand, some things do require some involvement of Big Brother.
What gives you the right to tell me that I should get a shot, that my children should be shot?
I don't think there's anything extraordinary about resorting to freedom.
Hillary Clinton took to Twitter to voice her support for vaccinations. The science is clear. The earth is round, the sky is blue, and vaccines work. Let's protect all our kids.
I can't swallow, and I spots on my tongue, and I just want to tell anybody out there, if you get a shot, you're a fool.
Meanwhile, the insert says it can make you get measles. Understand that?
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
But I think the parents should have some input. The state doesn't own your children. Parents own the children, and it is an issue of freedom. But the 10% can't go to school unless they get vaccinated.
The science of vaccines, which work effectively, 100% of the time. And the white rate...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. You haven't read the CDC memo, have you? It was 99% last week. Now they're telling people it's 97%. So it's not 100% even by their own statistics.
Meanwhile, the outbreak was caused by vaccinated people!
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And what you saw Alex Jones doing right there, getting loud, getting in people's faces, that's what we need to do. But we also need to be respectful of that. I'm going to show you the right way to do it later on in the show. We're going to go back to your calls here in a second as well. And I'm also going to show you how they're lying to you about the DTaP vaccine, which our caller Joseph was just talking about. His sister got it and has cerebral palsy, autism. There's one other condition that she is suffering. And, I mean, that's, and now they want to give it to pregnant women. So I'm going to tell you how they lie to you about that. But first, one thing to do, you can do to protect your health is the use of colloidal silver. That's one thing I use personally on a regular basis. I'm getting a sore throat, I feel bad, gargle a little bit of colloidal silver and swallow it. I like also swishing around in my mouth after flossing and brushing. To me, that's my daily use of it. And I'll take two or three dropperfuls, swish it around, maybe put a little water in it. And, you know, it makes my mouth, if you have really bad breath, you should try this just to see how your mouth feels after you do it. You'll be amazed at the bacteria living in your mouth that is immediately washed away by using silver bullets. You can get it at InfoWarsLife.com. I would recommend having three or four of these in your house at any one time because you never know when you're going to need it. Also, if people are out there, you can make your own colloidal silver, too, by getting a colloidal silver generator. And that's another way to have a higher dose version. You can make it in fact, you should do your own research on this and see what kind of parts per million you agree with. This is 30 parts per million. I make it at 10 parts per million. But to each his own, because the medical paradigm out there isn't really interested in helping you. They're interested in profits. Now, here I want to go to this Daily Mail article, and then we're going to get back to Joseph. Pregnant women urged to have whooping cough vaccine after cases of disease rose 24% in 1 year. So pregnant women are being urged to have whooping cough vaccine after figures show an increase in the number of cases. Experts believe women are put off having injections during pregnancy as they fear they might have negative side effects on their unborn children. But, of course, officials are saying we can provide reassurance that the whooping cough vaccine is safe to use for use during pregnancy with no known adverse side effects for the mother or baby. They say it right there, right under the picture with the guy with the needle. You can read that where they say it right there. It's totally okay. But now let's look at three inserts of three whooping cough vaccines. It's also called pertussis, for those of you out there who don't know it. We're going to look at the Inferix. This is an insert that I just went online and found. So there's Inferix. You can see acellular pertussis. That's one of the vaccines in there. It's diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis all in one. Yay. Section 8, pregnancy. So let's go to Section 8. Let's go see what they say in Section 8 here. And use in specific populations, pregnancy. Animal reproduction studies have not been conducted with Inferix. It is also not known whether Inferix can cause fetal harm when administered to a pregnant woman or can affect reproduction capacity. Well, they just say it right there. And then pediatric use, safety and effectiveness of Inferix in infants younger than 6 weeks of age and children 7 to 16 years of age have not been established. Inferix is not approved for use in these age groups, yet they want you to give it to pregnant women. And they haven't even tested it, and they admit it in the insert. That's why I say hashtag read the damn insert. Let's look at the next one. This is from Daptosil. This is from, I think this is from Pasteur. The other one is from GlaxoSmithKline. So they also have a Section 8 on pregnancy. And you can do this. Just type in vaccine inserts, and you can go pick out which ones you want to look at. It's very easy to do. This is a little smaller, but same thing. Pregnancy, Category C. Animal reproduction studies have not been conducted with DTaP-SIL vaccine. It is also not known whether Daptosil vaccine can cause fetal harm when administered to a pregnant woman or affect reproductive capacity. It is not approved for infants below 6 years of age and children 7 years of age or older. They just admit it right there. All right. And here's an actual vaccine insert. And this is, I think this has seven different vaccines in it. It's called Pentasil. And once again, you open it up. Pregnancy, animal reproduction studies have not been conducted with the Pentasil vaccine. It is not known whether Pentasil vaccine can cause harm when administered to a pregnant woman or affect reproduction capacity. Pentacil vaccine is not approved for use of women of childbearing age. So they don't even want women of childbearing age to take this vaccine, yet they're pushing it in this article from Daily Mail. So, Joseph, I want to go back to you. What do you think of that? They're still pushing it on pregnant women, yet there's studies saying that they've never even tested it. That's in the insert. What do you think of that, Joseph?
I've done some extensive research into toxemia and preeclampsia. And preeclampsia is when the fetus now is becoming toxic. And the mother and the fetus both know that there is an issue when the blood is toxic and because the child, the fetus's kidneys and liver are not developed. So right. The mother is responsible for the cleaning of the blood, correct? So then when the mother gets vaccinated, now the mother's blood has become toxic. The toxic blood goes to the fetus. The fetus is under attack now. So the mother knows that there's an issue now with toxic blood going to the fetus. So there are so many preemies because of this, because the mother will shed the child in order to save it from further exposure of toxins from her own blood.
Mm-hmm.
But the preeclampsia and the toxemia, they kill so many children because of the blood is so tainted with so many toxins, there are metallic neurotoxins, that there's no way that a brand new baby's kidneys and liver can start to function right away. And then they put the Hep B in right away.
Right. The second day, they want to give them the Hep B. Yeah.
Right away. So they want to add insult to injury right on the kidneys and liver, bang, right away. And then on top of that, when they do early clamping, when they clamp off the umbilical cord too soon,
mm-hmm.
Imagine this. The lungs now are full of amniotic fluid, right? In the when they're in the womb. So they're not breathing. They have no oxygen saturation in their lungs. So they clamp off the umbilical cord. The child's not even developed oxygen in the lungs yet. So now the brain is starved from oxygen because you've just cut off the blood flow from the mother to the fetus, the infant's brain, and you're spanking the child trying to get it to breathe. It takes a little bit before the oxygen will actually saturate in the lungs and get into the blood. So now you've just starved the brain for oxygen that way also, on top of the blood being coated with toxins that don't allow the transfer of oxygen anyways. So preeclampsia and toxemia right now kill so much. But I want to get out, hopefully before I lose you, that I started this research when my sister first got injured, and people tried to deny me back then. And I hate losing an argument if I don't have enough facts. So that is why I research all the way to the molecular level.
Right.
So that when somebody rebuts back to me something that doesn't make any sense, I'll explain it to them molecularly.
But, well, you sound very educated on this, Joseph, and I want to get you as a guest on the nightly news next week so you can really flesh this out, maybe for 3 or 4 segments. I mean, we'll give you like 30 minutes where you can just lay your research out that you've done as a layperson, because I want people to know that they can also do this type of research and find out this information, and they're not they don't have to just listen to the authority figures to where they get their health information.
Could I tell my show that I actually started for the case of being an alertist, an alarmist to try to inform people? We started.
Sure, plug your show. Go ahead. Yeah. Where does your show air?
We started a show called, our show is it's on the net. It's on Cave Radio, broadcasting.com. It's CAVE Radio broadcasting.com. The name of our show is Freedom Works. Freedom and then Works is WORX. But Freedom Works on Cave Radio Broadcasting, we do it every Sunday from 2 to 5. We talk about vaccine injuries and the vaccine protocol and how allopathic medicine is nothing but legalized eugenics. And we explain, all of what we know. And then we're also open for input from anybody else that may have a correction if we're not going the right way. Because I'm an electrician by trade.
Right,
I'm not
right.
a doctor.
And that's how this is. You know, we all have to do our own research because it's our responsibility to look out for our kids. It's not the doctor's responsibility. It's not the healthcare industry's responsibility. Their responsibility is to make money for their shareholders. That's what their responsibility is. So they don't have any responsibility to the actual health of our children. They may tell you that in ads. But as we just played that one ad that Darren McBreen voiced, that's not what happens. They don't really care about the health of your kid. Joe, we're going to run, but we're going to be talking to you very soon. Z in Florida, what is your vaccine story?
I have 3 grandchildren that was given those shots, and before they were given the shots, they were kind of like happy and playful, and now they just kind of like sit around. But they're different ages. One is 14, one is 10, and the other one is 5. And I'd like to share with you something that might be helpful to everyone concerned about that, because 2 or 3 days maybe before the child gets ready to take those shots, if you would start giving them activated charcoal, and the minute that thing hit their bodies, it will be drawn straight out through the charcoal, and that would be something nice for everyone who is afraid to stand up to the government, or, you know, those that have this law going on, which is not a law. We know it's not a law, because I read it myself, and I sent it to my son-in-law, but he just chose to ignore it and have all the children vaccinated. So that was not a very good choice for him to make. But I just want to share with others, if I had known when he was going to take them to get shots or anything like that, I would have had slurry, charcoal and water, have them drink it down several couple days maybe before, and when they take that shot, it would draw it straight out of their bodies without being harmful.
I appreciate that, Z. Appreciate that bit of information. That, you know, it's amazing. Activated charcoal, baking soda, hydrogen peroxide are all things that are very inexpensive to buy that also have amazing health benefits, and I encourage you to do the research on that. Thank you very much for that story, Z. I'm sorry that your grandkids had to go through the full vaccination schedule. Doesn't sound pleasant. Sylvia in California, what is your vaccine story?
Okay, back in the 60s, as you know, the vaccines weren't near as bad as what they have now. And I had to have some vaccines for school, plus we were going to go overseas to Europe to visit my mom's relatives. And the doctor gave us these shots. And the next day, I was standing on this brick, like, bench around a tree, and everything in the world was spinning, and I passed out. My mother's reaction, she ended up in the hospital. So we had an Asian doctor. He tested us, and he said we're allergic to the preservatives used in vaccines and advised us not to have any vaccines, especially flu vaccines. So all these years, I haven't had to have any vaccines. When the swine flu came out in 76, we just sweat it. We just got under a bunch of blankets and did stuff to try and sweat the virus, whatever it was, out of us, you know? Mm-hmm. And we were only sick 3 days. But now I'm scared because they're passing all these laws in California wanting to force people to have vaccines. And, you know, there's all kinds of situations. What if you have to go to the hospital? Yeah. What if there's just some situation where you have to be in a place where there's groups of people and they want to require you to have shots there? What if a few years ago I was arrested on a mistaken identity? I looked like somebody that robbed a gas station. And they had me there for 2 days, and then they checked my fingerprints and everything, found out I was the wrong person. But they were requiring people to take TB tests and all this stuff. And they asked about a vaccine. I said, no, thank you. But you have the right to say no. What about all these different situations? What are people like us going to do?
People are going to have to stand up. People are going to have to stand up and take action in a peaceful, lawful way, but just stand firm and say no. I mean, you can't let people put stuff in your body. It's criminal to let people do that and to force that on you. And I applaud you for that. Like, you've known this for a long time. There's a lot of people out there that don't know. There's a lot of people that don't know that when you get some of these shots, you shed the virus for weeks at a time, especially the measles. That's why a lot of people were getting measles and transferring it in this Disneyland thing. We're already vaccinated because they were actually shedding the virus, getting other people sick. So thank you for that, Sylvia. Now we got James in California. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, gentlemen, for having me on today. Wonderful show, great topic. My experience was my son, he's 5 now. During delivery, my wife and I obviously were in the hospital. And, you know, this is 2-3 o'clock in the morning, extremely tired, extremely stressed. And when they're ready to, you know, shoot your kid up with these things, it's just before they even ask you, they got these needles out and they're just ready to stick them. I mean, it was, I still wake up in the middle of the night and, just freaked out thinking something's going to go wrong. But luckily, we haven't experienced any difficulties yet with our son. He's bright. He's smart. No problems. I think part of the thing that we did do that was right as soon as my wife became. Sorry, I'm getting a little upset about this. But, you know, I live here in crazy Forney where they just want to push this garbage on you. Now we're forced to have our kids shot up with it just for them to go to school. We have our son in a private school right now. And basically, when he's ready to go into the first grade, we're going to be moving out of here because we just don't want to deal with it. But just the pressure they put you under, you know, during a stressful time like pregnancy and delivering your baby, and now they just want to shoot you up with this stuff, it's crazy. We had an all-organic diet as soon as she became pregnant, filtered our water. We still have an all-organic diet. We don't eat any GMO, processed foods. Any of that garbage. Use Clear Mates and iodine. Use Super Male, Super Female. And, you know, right now everyone's healthy, and thank God for that.
Yeah, definitely. And I like the fact that you're taking action and going, you know what, we're not going to stay around in this system. We're just going to move our lives somewhere else. And that's what you have a lot of people doing. You have a lot of people putting their kids in homeschool. You have a lot of people just moving out of the state of California because they don't want to put up with the medical tyranny. We're going to be back. I think we're only going to have time for the last three callers, Alden, Dr. Mike, and Crystal. I wonder if Dr. Mike is pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. That'll be interesting. He's in Wyoming. So stay tuned. We're going to find out here next on the Alex Jones Show. This is Rob Dew, and I'm your host.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
today. Alone on a hill, the man with the food.
We're going to continue with your calls here for this last segment of the Overdrive Hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Coming up tonight, 7 p.m. Central, Leanne McAdoo is going to be covering the refugee crisis and show you how it's been manufactured, essentially. Well, one, by the U.S. and NATO going and bombing other countries and creating instability, which is creating refugees who want to get out of that. And then how, and then you got Obama at the same time taking selfies out in Alaska, pretending, you know, about this global warming crisis. And at the same time, he's giving money to Iran, Saudi Arabia, and these countries aren't doing anything to help this immigration crisis of what's going on and just how all that folds together. She's going to be covering that and a whole lot more on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Prison Planet members at prisonplanet.tv can watch that live as it airs at 7 p.m. Central. And if you're not a member, I encourage you to get a membership today because you can share your username and password with up to 20 people at one time. So that's 20 InfoWarriors for the price of one. Now let's get back to your calls. We've got a short segment. Alden, make your story quick. Go ahead.
I got two quick stories for you. One's about my sister. About 8 years ago, she got a Gardasil shot when she was 18. And shortly after that, she got chronic fatigue. And she had that for about a year, and they called it mono. And she got rid of it for about 6 months. Then it came back with, like, vengeance. And ever since it came back, she's had it to this day. And, yeah, it's very emotional, but I found out about the Gardasil effects and whatnot, and I talked to my mom, and she said that she already had the same conversation with my sister about it, and that she thought the same thing. But about me, a very similar thing happened to me when I was 18, about the same time frame as the vaccines, my senior year, and about 3 months after that time, I had a migraine come in December 20th. 2009, I've had that same migraine every day for the past 5+ years, and I've had a stack, like, you know, that stack of paper you have on that desk, that's like my file of medical documents, like, have you seen the Botox commercials on TV? Mm-hmm. I've done that. It sunk into my eye sockets, and I was blinded for 2 weeks. So, I mean, I've had a horrible problem since, and my family's kind of been cursed because of it.
They've created a one-size-fits-all situation for people and are trying to cram everybody into it, and it is disgusting. John, I want to go to Dr. Mike next and see what he has, make sure we get him in. Dr. Mike in Wyoming, can you hear me?
Yes, just fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
To the woman from California who had passed out after vaccination, I would suggest that she go back to the Asian doctor who diagnosed her with an immune reaction to that vaccine and see if he would help her make out a medical tag for her, a medical alert, so that if she does, you know, if she's ever in a car accident or whatever, they don't vaccinate her while she's unconscious or unable to fend for herself. I tell you, I've written op-eds in the local paper, and if you want to see operatives come out of the woodwork, pharmaceutical companies must scour the newspapers. Even in a small town in southwestern Wyoming, they ferreted out my piece and wrote an opposing piece. Fortunately, I had enough ammunition to fight back from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and her website and others that I just completely shot this guy down and never heard from him again. But I warn people, especially pregnant women, away from the hepatitis B vaccine, which they will jab into your child's thigh before he takes his first breath, which makes absolutely no sense in this country. So I do try to warn people, but it's kind of a gray area. If you look at the data that people have compiled, the number of autism and related cases start to rise very quickly. There's an inflection point back in the 80s.
I totally agree. Dr. Mike, we got to run. That's our show for today. Join us back here tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, and the Nightly News tonight at 7.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.